Looking forward to an AA blether. As an alcoholic, I was told to take each day one day at a time. And during this COVID pandemic, that's what I've tried to do. Physical meetings stopped, but as if from nowhere, the fellowship came up with alternative methods of meeting up. Alcoholics Anonymous entered the digital age, and for that, I am truly grateful, because it has helped me to maintain my sobriety. All plans for anything went out the window. Weddings, anniversary parties, and most disappointingly, holidays were cancelled. Well, not so much holidays in themselves, but those special long weekends away at conventions. There wasn't an online substitute for these events, which showed the fellowship of AA at its very best. I did so enjoy attending conventions throughout the year. A little winter sunshine in Lanzarote did me the power of good, mentally, physically, and spiritually, all the things I'd lost with my drinking. But I didn't need, nor could I always afford to go abroad, so I normally went to the Highlands in March for the Inverness gathering, or across to Stornoway at the end of July. Oh, how I've missed the conventions, the fellowship of friends meeting up again, just like the fellowship in the rooms of AA, but on a bigger scale. There is nothing like an AA blether over breakfast or an early morning meeting to set me up for the day. Then maybe someone suggests a day trip out. There's no pressure, just pleasure from the company of fellow alcoholics, members of my clan. All the fun of the fair if you want to go to Blackpool, or the relaxed atmosphere of the National Scottish Convention in Stirling. And who says you can't dance unless you've had a drink? I've even been up to Portree on the Isle of Skye. It may be a small gathering, but the sharing between friends over a cup of tea and some home baking is so good. There's a level of hospitality and fellowship that can't be achieved at a Zoom gathering. As restrictions are lifted and we're allowed to travel, it's not a holiday I'll be looking to book, but a convention to lift my spirits. Until then, to maintain my sobriety and keep me well spiritually, I'll make do with my Zoom meetings, a cup of tea and a digestive or two. As for COVID and the restrictions, this too shall pass. Hopefully soon. A very grateful alcoholic.